backing the agency that backs you.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government agency that guarantees you won't lose your money in a bank failure could use some money itself. The FDIC is meeting today, and it will discuss not only its cash shortage, but also new rules to let private equity firms buy troubled banks. Marketplace's Steve Henn is with us now live. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bill.
So let's start with the money shortage. How come the FDIC is just low on money?
Well, you know, you may have heard it's been a bad year for banks. We've talked a lot about the biggest banks in the country, and, you know, they all got bailouts. Many have returned to raking in the cash. But for many of the smaller banks around America, it's been a really, really tough year. The recession is hurting them. You know, almost as many banks failed in July of this year than in all of 2008. So, you know, every time the FDIC shuts down a bank that's underwater, it has to tap into its insurance fund and make sure all of those savings accounts and all of those depositors get their money back. In March, the FDIC had $13 billion in its fund. Since then, 60 banks have closed, and analysts think, you know, it could run out of money by the end of the year.
So what does that mean for the people who have bank deposits? Are they still backed?
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a savings account, your money is safe. The FDIC can replenish its insurance fund in two ways. It can borrow money from the U.S. Treasury, and it's done that once before in the S&L crisis, or it can raise the fees it charges banks for the insurance. And in this case, it'll probably end up doing both. You know, the FDIC estimates in the next couple of years it will need about $70 billion to help pay back all of those deposits and failed banks. So it's looking for cash everywhere it can find it.
So is this why the FDIC is encouraging private equity firms to get into banking?
Yeah, that's really it. You know, the FDIC is looking for money everywhere it can find it. Private equity firms are sitting on about $450 billion in cash. And regulators hope that if they get involved, that could help.
Marketplace's Steve Henn, thanks a lot.
Sure thing.
In other news this morning, bondholders at the Tribune Company are asking a bankruptcy judge to look into the firm's 2007 buyout by real estate mogul Sam Zell. This is the company that owns the Chicago Tribune, the LA Times, a whole bunch of TV stations. The bondholders are claiming the buyout loaded up the Tribune with debt and basically sent it into bankruptcy. They're hoping to stop the Tribune from leaving Chapter 11 under a plan they say gives its assets to the very banks that caused its demise. Now, let's take a look at the numbers. European markets are very slightly lower this morning. Asian markets lost about 1% today. China said that it needs to rein in excessive investment in steel and cement. Yesterday on Wall Street, the S&P 500 added 0.2% after some better-than-expected retail earnings and a rise in new home sales. The Nasdaq gained 0.1%. The Dow only rose 4 points to 9,544, but that was the Dow's seventh gain in a row. It is at its high point for the year. You might have noticed the price of clothes and school supplies are flat lately, maybe even falling a little. Food prices, though, might be on the verge of edging up. So says the U.S. Agriculture Department. And Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman filed this report.
It's nice to know that Walmart checks other stores' prices to make sure I save on everything we need this summer.
Summer may cost less at Walmart, but its price is actually down everywhere. Milk is averaging $2.99 a gallon, down a dollar from a year ago. Beef and eggs are also sharply lower. We can thank the recession, which has weakened consumer demand, plus a steep drop in energy prices. But Gus Fauché of Moody'sEconomy.com says that trend is over.
Farmers are going to be paying more for fuel, for fertilizer. That's going to increase their cost,
which they'll pass on to consumers. So food prices will likely edge up 2 to 3% for the year. But Fauché says the rest of the stuff we buy may not go up at all.
It's very difficult for firms to raise prices. People just don't have the income. They're still trying to boost their savings. And so they aren't spending as much. And I think that that's going to be, to some extent, a permanent change.
A change that may be good for consumers, but could drag economic growth down for some time to come. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Chrysler and Nissan say, we're not going to build cars together after all. You may remember Nissan had agreed to make compact cars for Chrysler to distribute in South America this year and globally next year. And Chrysler was going to make a full-size pickup truck for Nissan. But that doesn't make a lot of sense now that Chrysler is controlled by Fiat.
American Public Media presents the Marketplace Whiteboard, videos unwrapping the basics of the financial crisis. You can watch them anytime at marketplace.org.
A report out this week says the value of all the taxable property in California has fallen for the first time since the Great Depression. That means even less money for the state that is golden yet broke. Sounds like a good time for a garage sale. Marketplace's Sam Eaton turned in this report.
It's Arnold's California Gold Rush Garage Sale, and everything must go. Staplers.
Late-night talk shows may be poking fun at California's plans to sell unused state property. But this Jimmy Kimmel skit isn't that far from reality.
$2. A pair of Maria's leg warmers. $8. Signed.
Beginning Friday, bargain hunters can snap up everything from decommissioned highway patrol motorcycles to $5 coat racks and police-confiscated jewelry. It's being called the Great California Garage Sale. But UCLA economist Jerry Nicholsberg says when it comes to generating cash, great may not be the best choice of words, even if Governor Schwarzenegger did autograph a few Crown Victoria cruisers.
If it sells for $1,400 instead of $1,000 in a state that just cut $25 billion in spending, it doesn't really matter very much for fiscal policy.
Nicholsberg says what California really needs is economic growth. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
As Sam said there, the governor's signature on a car visor may be worth only $400. But the LA Times quoted the CEO of an auction company who said if Schwarzenegger were to sell just one jacket from his Terminator movie, $40,000. By the way, you can see a slideshow of that California garage sale at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a good Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.